smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime,
everybody. This is your old friend Strollin' Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day and causing the vibrations of a song or two, a bit of philosophy or poem to float your way. And speaking about vibrations reminds me of a concert that Mrs. Strollin' Tom and I attended a short time ago. It was a symphony concert, and quite a few minutes before the whole group came out to play for us, the young lady who was to play the harp came out and had a little tuning-up concert all by herself. She seemed to have some sort of a little key that she turned to get the exact pitch on each string. You see, there were so many strings that she had to, well, sort of work overtime so that she would be in perfect pitch with the rest of the instruments when they all started to play at once. But she seemed to sort of enjoy the tuning-up process. She was mighty particular that her harp was in perfect tune before she left off. Well, sir, you know, that got me to thinking about folks again. And the thought struck me, well, now why can't folks be like that, too? I mean, why can't folks be sure that they are in perfect tune with their instruments of thought and disposition? So that when the orchestra, their family, or their friends come on the stage of life, that they would be in perfect tune and harmony with all things and be able to play their part in perfect accord with the symphony of life.
I am thy heart, but all Oh.
You know the thing that makes the tone of a harp is the vibration of the strings. Now, if those vibrations are off just the wee littlest bit, it would cause inharmony in the orchestra. Maybe you and I might not be able to detect it, but it sure would blur the beautiful color tone of the symphony. And you can bank on it. The other musicians and the director, whose ears are so keenly attuned to perfect pitch, would know it, and they'd frown upon the one who was responsible for it. And that's why this little lady was so particular about being in tune. Now, friends, that's just like folks. There may be the most harmonious group of people gathered together, and this can be applied to families as well as strangers and friends. And someone suddenly comes into this group who has failed to tune up or get in perfect pitch or harmony with the majority. And the first thing you know, the beautiful symphony of life is jarred loose and being directed under great difficulties and sometimes very painful circumstances. Life could have been a melody, a sweet song of love for you and me, but you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. Who ever thought we'd be afraid to blend in a tender serenade, but you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. Had I made a lot of pretty speeches, might have done some good. Nightingales above us tried to teach us, but we never understood. And our love affair turned out to be just another unfinished symphony, for you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. It is perfectly natural for everyone to love peace, tranquility, harmony, and all the things that lend to make life's song a song of happiness, joy, and beauty. And where there is one tiny discordant note in a family or a group, it just makes the symphony of life hideous and uncomfortable for all the rest of the musicians. Why can't each one of us tune up and be willing to work overtime to keep in tune with the infinite so that we may blend the colors of love, harmony, peace, and beauty into a perfect performance, so that all the world may have life more abundant. Oh, it's so worthwhile in the end, friends. Skies are only bright and fair in your eyes of blue. Song is only sweet, my dear, when I sing of you. Spring hath many a rose to wear, kissed of sun and dew. They are only sweet, my dear, when they bloom for you. Moonlight rays are brightest, dear, when on you they beam. Sleep is only sweet my dear, when of you I dream. What the sigh or what the tear, toil or deeds to do, life is only sweet, my dear, when 'tis lived for you. Until the dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.